Yes, we are. The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and we are live from Flowery Branch at Falcons training camp. I'm Allie Mack. Mike Johnson is here. Bo Morgan. Of course, Dylan is back at the station. We're going to get to In the Huddle in a moment, but we ran out of time, as we often do, because we have a lot of thoughts on a lot of things. We ran out of time on the Bijan and Adam Schefter comments about how they should be playing. They should be a playoff team at this point, this season. How do you guys feel about those comments?
First off, I don't know why you were looking at me when you said we have a lot of things to say about a lot of stuff. I don't think he's you know, setting the world on fire with some new opinion there. How many Falcons fans? We went 7-9, right, for like three seasons in a row, and you are 7-10, and you just felt like you were something away, and what was missing was a quarterback, Mike, and you went and signed a quarterback, and you're 6-3 with 2 weeks to go before the bye week, and then you hit the bye 6-5, and the next thing you know, you're 6-7.
Yeah, kind of fell apart down the stretch.
Yeah, so you've had like five seasons in a row of picking in the top 10.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think and it goes back to our conversation with Eric Edholm yesterday. It's this weird kind of dynamic in the NFC South right now of, hey, the Saints are in complete rebuild. As a matter of fact, I think Mickey Loomis said a couple of days ago that, like, hey, this is just part of the rebuild. You know what I mean? Talking about Tyrann Mathieu and some of the other things that's gone on. Ryan Ramczyk, who's retired, and, you know, we talked about Jimmy Graham a little bit yesterday. Like, they are in complete rebuild mode down there. So it's like, kind of push them down the list. Doesn't mean they won't beat some quality teams, but they're kind of in rebuild mode. They don't have their sights set on the division. Look at Carolina, so many unanswered questions where they are really putting Bryce Young up to bat this year, right? Hey, we've put everything around you. We've invested in the offensive line. We've drafted wide receivers. We've done everything possible to get you the resources. The Falcons are ahead of that, you would think, right? They're a little bit further along than that as far as the things that you're able to do. Still question marks around the Falcons. But then you look at the Bucs being the favorite, and the Falcons beat them twice last year. And that's why I asked Eric Edholm yesterday. It's like, where do we sit here? Is this a two-horse race? And he kind of echoed my same feelings. You feel like it should be. Doesn't mean it will, but you feel like it should be. And how those games pan out, especially with that matchup in week one, is going to have a lot to say about where this division goes.
And real quick, the start, you know, I'm overhearing how tough the schedule is. It's an NFL schedule, guys. They're all tough. We play 18 games now, 17 games. They're all tough. Every one of them. So the schedule's really tough.
Dude.
They're all tough. Now, it is a murderer's row to start the season with some of the primetime games and the teams you've got coming in here. But who's got an easy schedule?
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were saying that Brian Daboll would be fired before Thanksgiving. And I was like, nah, man, you know, hey, look, they're going to give him some leash. He drafted Jackson Dart. And it was like, look at their schedule. At Washington to start, at Dallas, Kansas City Chiefs in week three, Los Angeles Chargers week four. They do have the Saints in week five, but then you got the Eagles week six, at Broncos week seven, at Philly week eight, San Francisco week nine.
Yeah.
You could have a much improved team in the New York Giants, and you're still playing an NFL schedule.
No,
like you're going to struggle.
Can we go real quick? What was the Giants' record last year? Like 3-14 or something like that, right? They were pretty bad.
Yep.
They were pretty bad. They're playing a last place schedule. Okay? You're playing a second place schedule. That's how tough their schedule is. So miss me with the tough schedule. They're all tough. There's no Akron. There's no Akron on our schedule.
They've also got at Chicago, Green Bay comes to town, at Detroit, at New England, Washington again, Minnesota Vikings, and they finish with the Raiders and the Cowboys. I don't care how good Brian Daboll is, it's to your point. It just, like, you're going to play tough teams in the NFL. It just is what it is.
I mean, we at least have Carolina week three after starting with Tampa and then at Minnesota on the Sunday night game. So they're just all tough, Allie. But we have a good roster. To Adam Schefter's point, we have Drake London, who is a 1,400-yard receiver. We have Bijan Robinson, who is almost a 1,900-yard all-purpose player. We have the fourth overall pick at one point at tight end. Okay, then we go on the other side. We have two of the best defensive players the SEC has seen the last 3 years, in Jalen Walker and James Pierce, coming off the edge. So put it together. I don't care. Put it together because it's 7 years. since you saw the playoffs.
Well, speaking of Brian Daboll, let's go in the huddle. I'm sure you guys saw this. Brian Daboll has officially named Russell Wilson the starting QB. Any shock there?
No, because of what I just said about the schedule. I mean, Russell Wilson is starting quarterback. You're not going to throw Jackson Dart to the Wolves. And he was already a guy who probably was a project of sorts in ways. Not great on intermediate throws. Comes out of a Lane Kiffin offense, which you're going to have to adjust to NFL speeds and doing things a little bit differently with Brian Daboll. I think they'll try to make him comfortable. I expect all three of these guys to start this year. I think Russell Wilson will start. I think he'll hit a skid. I think Jameis will come in and give you a boost for one or two games. And at the end of the year, decide to try to save his job and look towards the next season, Brian Daboll will probably start Jackson Dart in those final few games.
Yeah. What you're hoping is that, you know, Russell Wilson can have some magic like he did with the Steelers early when he came in last year, and it kind of faded. I think Russell Wilson might just be a backup or a stopgap guy now moving forward. And this year is really going to be the telltale sign of that because he had like four or five good games when he took over for Pittsburgh, and then they lost like five straight. So if he can get you to maybe, you know, 3-3 to start the season with their brutal stretch, then he might give himself some more of a leash.
Did you happen to see the George Pickens quote from yesterday? He was asked about, you know, it really extending his route tree, and he was like, "Yeah, I'm looking forward to running some good plays." It just goes back to your Russell Wilson, and we know Arthur Smith very well here as far as the wide receiver route tree that he utilizes. Mm. It was interesting to hear those comments coming from George Pickens. He was like, "You know what, man? Yeah, I'm excited to run good plays."
That he probably doesn't want to block anymore because he's not big on that.
Well, let's head to the 305 in Miami. Tua says Tyreek Hill, he's working on his relationship with his teammates.
When you say something like that, it's you don't just come back from that with, "Hey, my bad." You know, you got to work that relationship up. You got to build everything up again, and it's still a work in progress, not just for me, but for everybody. But, you know, like I said, he's working on himself. He's working on the things that he says he wants to get better with and do better on. So that's the first step to me, and so I commend him for doing that.
Mike, how long does it take for someone in the locker room to really regain trust or like repair relationships like that? Is it an "I'm sorry and we're good"? Or
I don't know that I ever dealt with anybody like Tyreek Hill in the locker room. Definitely not in college. You would have never heard somebody say something like that and actually return under Nick Saban. And I don't think anybody ever had that attitude. The most outspoken person we had usually was Roddy White, and I don't think he ever said anything like that.
Out who?
Outspoken.
Okay.
Yeah, Roddy White never went out on a limb like Tyreek Hill did. Just like, "I'm out of here." So it just, and you know what else? My other reaction to that is I'm excited to hear Tua kind of say some things with his chest. Remember the Ryan Clark incident last year where he was talking about Tua being overweight or tattoos or whatever it might have been, and he's like, you know, comes back at a lot of those guys. This is a grown-up edition of Tua being like, "Nah, man, this is my locker room, my huddle, and things are going to go my way."
I love his comments. I don't know, Mike. Maybe I'm wrong, but I've always seen Tyreek Hill as the kind of guy that you literally just – like, he's like that employee that you don't like and you just stay away from, but he's good at his job, so he'll do something. And you'll be like, "Hey, man, that was cool. That was a good job," and then that's it. That's the gist of your interaction with a guy like Tyreek Hill is, you know, I mean, this is a guy that forced his way out of Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
So this isn't he's not the lovable, likable leader. This is one of those instances that the best player on your team, which I think he probably is, at least in the conversation for the Dolphins, is the best player on the team, is not the leader. Is not at all. And I love the fact that Tua stood up, like you said, and said, "Hey, he's going to have to mend some fences." But I also think most of those guys, is once he starts making plays, they'll be fine.
Yep.
Well, and sticking with the Dolphins for a moment, cornerback Artie Burns reportedly has a major injury. It's suspected he's got a torn ACL, which, of course, would completely change his season.
Yeah, it'll end it. That's it.
There's a number of things. And unfortunately, that's what season we're in right now. We're always the first week of training camp. You have guys that start to go down and situations you start to deal with. And, man, there's been a few of them already in the NFL. There will be more in the coming days, coming weeks. I've been a part of those injuries numerous times, unfortunately. And it stinks, man. But, you know, as far as the depth goes, this is why you try to draft and develop players at a very high level and try to keep moving on.
Well, and let's hear from Dylan's favorite player, Eagles O-lineman Jordan Mailata has an issue with people saying that the Eagles are defending their title. He's pretty passionate about this.
We're not defending nothing. We're not the defending champs. We're the 2024 world champs, that's it. We're not defending. Sorry, we're not. So I don't like hearing like, oh, we're the defending champions. We're not defending nothing. We just won the title. And now we've got to go win it again. Prove it all over again. And that's the mentality this team is going to have.
Sounds like an interview you'd hear coming out of a PGA event or something.
This is true.
No, but he's right. And you have to have that mindset. I love that he does. It sounds like that this, you know, comes all the way down from Nick Sirianni and everybody else involved. And I know that Jalen Hurts has always kind of had that back against the wall mindset. We've heard a lot of talk about Jalen Hurts over the last few days. So it sounds like Jordan Mailata just kind of falls right in line with the rest of the mentality for this team.
I just want to quickly say that I am a Falcons fan. Bo, back to you.
You know, I don't know. Do you want me to comment on Dylan's comment or Jordan Mailata? I think it's a good mindset. You need leaders in there. They've got some guys that can lead there, especially on the offensive side, like Lane Johnson and Mailata. I think Jalen Hurts is a natural leader. I think he's just a guy that you flock to. You know, everything that Tyreek Hill isn't, that I talked about earlier, Jalen Hurts is.
Well, it is getting very busy around here. I'm seeing a Mexican food truck pull up. I'm seeing a coffee food truck pull
right
up.
Ahead that way.
And how many people do you think are in line right now? Like 50, 100?
I'd say more than 50.
All in the Squid Nation because they listen to the leader.
Well, it is getting busy around here. We are so excited to be out at Falcons training camp. Coming up next, you're going to hear from Caden Ellis. We'll let you hear some things that he has going on in his mind. It is the Morning Shift live from Falcons training camp up in Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.